Hi, this is Tracy Ricks Foster, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl, coming right up on Anchor FM, powered by Spotify. This episode of the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl is sponsored by Blue Lotus Heel Designs. Blue Lotus Heel Designs is a textile and jewelry company that offers unique and fashionable designs. Check them out on Instagram and Facebook. Hi, I'm Tracy Ricks Foster, and welcome to this week's episode of the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this is your first time listening to the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl, let me explain to you exactly what you are getting into. I am the Brown Girl, and the Spiritual Musings are things that I think about and that I ponder on that happens to do with the intangible, the spiritual, the universe, the divine, God, anything minus religiosity. And these are the things that I think about and that I ponder on or that I muse over. That is what the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl is about. When I was a young girl, I thought about a lot of different things. And I was very intuitive, but I was very, I asked a lot of questions. And I didn't necessarily ask my parents these questions or other people who were intellectuals or teachers or anything in that nature. I usually sat down and I thought about them. I thought about certain questions about the universe, such as, what if dinosaurs existed today? What would the world be like if we lived amongst dinosaurs? You ever thought about that? That's a good question. A lot of subjects I thought about as a child, such as I didn't really understand the humor of the Three Stooges. And what I didn't understand was, how could you poke somebody in their eye or hit somebody on their head with a hammer or mallet, poke somebody with a fire poker, throw someone out of a window and they not suffer adverse consequences from that? And then how could you remain friends with a bully? And why is this even on television, and why do people find this type of humor funny? And I never expressed that, my sentiments, out loud. I never said, why are you guys watching this and why do you think it's funny? No, these were things that I thought about to myself. These were my own musings, how I felt about that subject. And that wasn't the only subject that I really seriously thought about. And as a child, this was roaming through my mind, that I actually sat down and I dissected it and I thought about it, and I actually, as a child, intellectually, I was able to make the choice or the decision that I wasn't going to be like everyone else and like that and celebrate the Three Stooges and, you know, rush on from school to watch it. I preferred not to. However, on another side of that, I really enjoyed watching The Twilight Zone as a child. Enjoyed it immensely. And as we have come to know in this 21st century, the Twilight Zone as a catalog is one of the finest written television shows to have ever been created. Rod Serling and his crew of writers were so outside of the box that they created a series that really stimulated intellectual thinking, universal thinking. And as a child and as a young person watching this series, it helped me to develop an open mind. And my parents discouraged me from watching The Twilight Zone. That was not required TV watching in our household, you know. And there are certain subjects, of course, that dealt with things such as, you know, the dead not being the dead and spirit forces and ghosts and things of that nature that gave you pause and gave you, you know, flipped the script on how we perceive physical and spiritual things, the tangible and the intangible qualities of our existence. And when growing up as one of Jehovah's Witnesses, some of that stuff, you know, taboo. You know, no, it's not part of the teaching. So I was discouraged from watching The Twilight Zone. But as a child, when I would watch it, it stimulated my thinking and got me to musing on many different subjects that I just kept to myself. So what this show is about, what this podcast is about, it's about the musings of that brown girl, which still lives within me, but also the musings that I have as a middle-aged black woman on this planet. What do I think about? What roams through my mind? What are some things that I don't necessarily share with my life partner or my children or my closest friends? I am sharing the musings of my mind and heart with you. And I'm hoping that you enjoy or at least understand how my human mind works and how I am navigating the journey that I'm on this planet Earth and in this universe and in this solar system, and how my musings help me to or guide me on where I need to be and help me to fulfill my purpose. So if this is your first time tuning in, basically this is what the podcast is about. Now, if you are a returnee, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. It was really cool to me, I think. As I said before, these are the things that I think about and that I muse on and meditate on. And speaking about the making the decision to of whether or not to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, that's what's on a lot of people's minds today. And it's a public, you know, type of conversation that we're all having. And so I hope that you enjoy the perspective that I presented on that subject. This is the third season. This is the third episode of the new season. So I'm hoping that the shows are, that the podcasts are, I'm hoping that you enjoyed them. And we have a lot more to go or to cover this season. And I hope that, you know, you share and you subscribe and interact. If possible, you can find me at tdwrites@outlook.com. So please go ahead, and if you have any feedback and you have suggestions for upcoming shows, send it to me on tdwrites@outlook.com. Thank you so much. This week's episode, we're going to talk about how to be authentic on social media, how to be our authentic spiritual selves on social media. And when I was developing content for this season, I knew that I wanted to talk about being your true selves, being my true self. I wanted to talk about being authentic. And so one of the ways that we can be authentic is presenting ourselves as who we are, our spiritual selves, on social media. Now, what does that mean? Being authentic, being our spiritual selves authentically on social media. Now, many people believe, or you could be one of the many that believe, that being a spiritual person is tied into religiosity. So if you're being a spiritual person and you're connecting that to religiosity, then being spiritually authentic on social media will mean that perhaps you are posting Bible scriptures, you know, posting scriptures, or you're posting scriptures every day from the Quran, or you're posting daily Bible explanations or examinations on the internet, or sending text messages with religious sayings and memes and whatnot. Or perhaps you are posting gospel music or Christian music or any type of music that is inspirational and spiritual in nature. Perhaps it means that if you are like me, you are posting information about whatever it is that you believe in. If you are a practitioner of hoodoo or voodoo, you're posting information about that. Or if you are a person who is into witchcraft, you're posting, or, you know, paganism, you're posting things on that subject. And, you know, it's many different. If you're a religious person, you believe that spirituality is connected to that, to religiosity, then of course that's what you're doing. You're posting these things. But that is not necessarily what I'm talking about, because I am not from the school of religiosity. When social media really became a thing and began to really, really take flight, a lot of people were posting scriptures every day. And Christians, people got, you know, a little offended and tired of it, because it became, I don't know, it just became kind of condescending. You know, it was, for many Christians, for many people who were not Christians, you know, it was offending in that most people who post scriptures or Bible texts on their Facebook, Instagram, or whatever accounts they may have, in the next breath, you know, you got the scripture here, and then a couple of hours later, you have questionable, you know, topics that contradict the scripture that you were saying, the scripture that you posted. And so that became a thing. I don't know if you remember that, but people used to post scriptures all the time. And it would bother me when I was a practicing Christian because of what I just said. You know, it's hypocritical. It's 1 minute you're posting scriptures and the next minute you're posting some questionable material that as a Christian you shouldn't be, you know, engaging in or participating in. You shouldn't be really listening to. You shouldn't be viewing, you know, all of those things if you're a so-called Christian. But you posted that scripture a few hours ago, so there's that. You know, so how does one be spiritually authentic on social media? And what does that exactly mean, being spiritually authentic? What does being authentic mean? It's something that social media does to people. It fosters this kind of unnatural thing that we find ourselves within on social media. It fosters this perception that you can be whoever you choose to be. You can be whatever it is that you want to be. You can come up with a fake name. You can come up with an avatar. You can use filters to make your appearance look better. You can do so many things on social media to warp who you really are as a person. And then with that visual presentation, then you can post and lead an online life that is totally, totally opposite of who you really are offline. And what studies have shown is that a lot of people practice this, do this actively, and have become or suffer from various sorts of anxiety and depression from creating personas that are not real. But then what about those of us who, you know, we are who we say we are on social media, but we find that we're kind of scared to let people know that this is what we believe. We're kind of afraid. We lack the courage to be who we truly are. How do we walk that walk of being a spiritual person, of being a spiritual being, having a human existence, and participating in mediums such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now TikTok? How do we do that? How do we maintain our authenticity on social media in a spiritual sense? For me, one of the ways that I do that is by censoring my content on social media. What that means is I want to always be positive, be informative, sometimes entertaining, humorous on my social media accounts, personal social media accounts. I want to be all of those things, but I want to do so showcasing who I am. So when I post, I have intent behind what I post, so that when you look at my social media, you also get glimpses of who I really am. So if I'm posting content on my social media pages and it's about my love for Michael Jackson or Mr. Rogers, or if I'm posting books that I've read, or I'm posting television shows that I've watched, that's who I am. And if I'm posting it and I'm giving commentary about it within my post, I try to make sure that is true to who I am. I'm not going to post anything on social media just to get likes. Now, it would make me feel good if people who are my Facebook friends or Instagram followers, if they saw something that I posted and they like it too, or they are in agreement with it too, or they find it amusing as much as I do, that's wonderful as well. But that's not my intent. My intent is not to garner a whole lot of likes or to just want to have so-called friends. My intent as a spiritual person is to post things or post content that is going to be encouraging, uplifting, educational. That if you came onto my page at any time, that you will find something that is relevant to you in your life. And it could be something humorous, entertaining, you know, it could be anything. But on my page, on my pages, on my accounts, that's how I navigate being a spiritual person and showing that I am spiritual and mature as a woman. So when you look at my content, I post with intent. The next thing that I do that I try to really remain authentically who I am and true to who I am is when I respond or comment on other people's posts. What I do is I stay true to Tracy. I don't agree or follow the crowd of opinion. I don't do that. I follow and stay true to myself. And when I post responses or comments, my comment is always structured to showcase who I am. I do not judge people in my comments. I do not put anything in a comment that's judgmental. I don't put anything inside of a comment that's meant to hurt someone, that's meant to be, that's meant to put someone down. Or I do not craft comments that are structured to be negative to the reader of that comment, that is going to draw to them the forces of evil through what I say. I make sure that I maintain my spiritually authentic self by leaving anything that could be seen as negative out of my commenting. If I'm commenting on something, I want to make sure that I represent myself as a spiritual woman and that everything that I say is encouraging, uplifting. If it's entertainment and I'm commenting on something that has to do with something I saw on television, I'm going to be humorous and funny. I'm going to keep it light. I'm not still. I'm not trying to judge anyone, because we are all on the same journey of life, but we're on different paths. So that means everyone here, we're all going at our own speed and pace. And when I find that I'm being judgmental because I come from a background of religiosity that is judgmental, I check myself. And if I see something that's being overly judgmental, I will delete that comment. You know, I would delete it the next day if I read it, you know, come across it. I will do that because I feel that as a spiritual person, I have that obligation. I don't want to bring evil or negativity to someone's doorstep. That's not what I want to do. I don't want to place a magnet inside of a comment that's going to ruin someone's day, that's going to draw evil to them. No, that's not what I want to do, and that's not who I am. Another thing that I have learned and staying spiritually authentic, I do not argue with people on social media. I do not provoke people on social media. And I also do not post things on my own social media accounts that I know or with the intent to provoke or anger or stir the pot on different situations that I know is not spiritually healthy, that is not healing, that brings negativity and darkness to my online persona as well as my offline persona. I don't do that. Now, granted, I used to be that person. I used to be that person that would get online and I would get involved in something, a discussion or whatever, and I would be the provocateur. You know, I'm going to be arguing with you. I'm going to be judgmental. I'm going to be negative. I'm going to curse you out. I'm going to do all of those things, right? Or, you know, I'm going to engage with people who are the provocateur. And I'm going to argue with them. I'm going to debate with them. I'm going to be judgmental. I'm going to say some negative things. I'm going to curse them out. I'm going to do all of those things. And, you know what I found? You know what I've discovered? That when you are online and you are engaging in activities such as that, arguing with people, debating with people, you know, what it does is it puts a black cloud on you. It puts a black cloud on your day. It feeds that part of your spirit. It feeds that part of your spirit that we want to evolve from. It brings negative forces into your life. It can depress you, cause anxiety, because every time you get online, you see there's 50 different, you know, notifications where people want to continue to engage in that argument with you. You know, then you start getting Facebook messages or Instagram messages, direct messages from people who want to continue the argument with you there, you know, and then you might have a situation where people begin to, you know, try to send you an email or reach out to you, to reach out into your offline life to continue negativity. And as a spiritual person and you're trying to remain spiritually authentic on social media, being your true self, being a person who is angry all the time should not be part of your offline persona. As a spiritual being, as a spiritual person, we understand that there's so much more to life than being angry and trying to get somebody straight. Trying to check somebody and fighting. That we know that to be low vibrational energy. And we are subscribing to a higher frequency or higher vibration of energy. So we know that operating on a constant lower level, we know what the results can be. I know what the results can be. So I don't argue or debate on social media. What I do is I state, I make a response, a reply, or a comment. I keep it non-judgmental. I keep it factual. And when people engage with me, I will reply or respond twice. And then I'm out, because many people on social media who like they are provocateurs. That is their job. That's who they are in this world, to be provocateurs, to stir up the pot, to throw blocks in your path, to throw throw obstacles and walls and all kinds of stuff. That's their job on this planet, to do that. And you have to be a spiritual person to understand that that's who these people are. They want to knock you off your square and keep you off your square. And engaging with people like that keeps you at a certain vibrating level at all times. And that's not what I want. I want to be operating at a high frequency level. I want to have a high spiritual energy. I want to maintain my connection with the divine and the universe at all times. And I don't want anything blocking that. So I don't engage. I disengage from that. And then if I see something that I really want to say, that's wrong, that's not right, this doesn't make sense, yada, 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 I have to ask myself about the subject matter. Do I really want to comment and debate on that, or make a response to that, or be drawn into a debate or argument on that? Is that really in my spirit today? I want to ask myself, is this a random person making this comment? Is this a something that I want to respond to that's on a news affiliate, from a news affiliate's social media page? Do I want to really become involved with other people who are negative? Do I want to open myself up to negativity today? Do I want to have my third eye clouded so I can't see clearly what's happening in the supernatural? Do I want to risk that today by jumping in something that really doesn't warrant my attention at all or response? That's how I remain spiritually authentic on social media. My Facebook friends and Instagram followers and whatnot, I'm not so much as picky about who follows me on Instagram, but on Facebook, my personal page, I am very picky about what I want my timeline to look like. I don't like a lot of nonsense. I don't like opening up to my Facebook timeline and seeing a lot of garbage on it. I don't like that. And so what I had to do to remain spiritually authentic, I had to get rid of people. I had to get rid of friends. I had to become more selective of who I wanted to engage with daily. I had to become a spiritual sieve. I had to drain and get rid of the gunk. And I'm not saying that all of my Facebook friends, I'm not saying that, you know, everybody is prim and proper, or that everyone is holy and sanctified, or I'm not saying any of those things. But what I'm saying is, when I open up my Facebook account, I don't see a lot of junk on my Facebook page anymore. I don't see a lot of stuff on my timeline anymore because I've gotten rid of maybe half of the Facebook friends that I started out with. And I still occasionally get rid of folks who I just don't feel aligned with. And that's something that we all have to do, and we should do, period, is do a purge. But when you are walking a certain way and you're trying to remain spiritually authentic in your journey, then it's purging and learning or filtering what you see on social media is healthy. It's spiritually healthy for you, for me. It's very spiritually healthy, because what you do online can sometimes spill over into your offline life, because it's about sight. What we see, what we intake into our minds. And it does have an effect on our offline presence. So we have to be mindful of those type of things. And if you want to live a spiritually authentic life that shows that you are connected to the divine, that shows that you are listening to your spirit guides, then these steps are going to become easier and easier and easier for you to take. You're going to start evolving, and your social media pages are going to reflect that, because my social media pages have begun to reflect it. And Facebook now has a feature where they have memories, and every time you open up your Facebook page each day, you have a set of memories that come up from the beginning of your journey on Facebook until present. So when I pull up my memories and I see some stuff that I did back in 2012 or 2013 or 2014 that was just ridiculous, guess what I do? I delete that mess. Because even though it's the past, I don't want people who are my Facebook friends or my new Facebook friends to look at that junk and say, this is who she is, because it's not. Because I have evolved. And I have matured since 2012, 2013. I'm not the same person. So if I find something that comes up in memories that is offensive to me now, that my spiritual self says, this is junk, this is ridiculous, Tracy, get rid of it, I get rid of it. And I have no problem doing it. I don't get sentimental about it. I don't say, you know, oh, I remember when, and, you know, even though I was this person at that time period and I'm not anymore, you know, it's good to reflect on it. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not going to be good. It's not good for me. And it's not good for what I want to do and my purpose and my journey. I get rid of it. I clear it. And for me, that's not hiding who I was. That's not being ashamed of who I was or my thought processes then. It's really about me lining up online with who I am offline. That's all. Because my online spiritual persona should meet the requirements of who I am offline. And I'm not ashamed of it. And these are some of the things that I think about when I think about being spiritually authentic. When I think about how to be spiritually authentic online, not being ashamed of who I am, not being ashamed of saying that I believe a certain way. not compromising who I am as a spiritual woman. Not compromising the energy level, the high energy level that I want to emit and that I want to attract to me. Because if I want to attract and be magnetic, I want positivity coming my way. I want to attract the rainbows and stars. I want to attract the forces of nature to me. I want to attract the elements, earth, wind, fire, water. I want to attract all of that to me. I don't want to attract darkness. No. Anger, rage, criminality of any sort, depravity. I don't want to attract those forces into my life. And as a spiritual person, I don't want that. And as I begin to emit my spirituality and those rays of spiritual supernaturalness, I want my accounts to show that. I want them to reflect it. Because that gives everyone the perception of who I am. What I stand for. What I tolerate, what I don't tolerate. Being spiritually authentic and using the methods that I described in this podcast is going to help you line up with who you are offline to who you are online. So that when you see yourself revolving around the sun 365, it'll be in order. Everything will be sound rhythmically. Because that's what we're looking for. We're looking to remain in line with the universe. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl. I hope that you are enjoying this brand new season, season 3. I am enjoying creating the content for this season as well. I will see you, or you will hear me next week on the Spiritual Musings of a Brown Girl. Thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye now.